Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We told you we'd be joined by Nate Orchard today, and he's fresh off the practice field where the Redskins just had a walkthrough. He had an unbelievable game in his Skins debut on Sunday, including a sack, couple tackles for loss, quarterback hits, lived in the backfield, playing inspired ball and an opportunity to get back into the league, and he joins us now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Nate, we're G&D. How are you, man? Thanks for the time.
What's going on, Grant and Daddy? Appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, this is awesome,
it's
man.
Cool,
so,
dude.
First of all, congratulations. Here you are at 26. If I had to come up to you in 2015 after 15 games and a few sacks in Cleveland, you're on your way. We fell in love with you watching Hard Knocks. And then, I got to be honest, I didn't even know you were in the organization when I heard you were going to play and you were getting elevated on Sunday. How long have you been with the Redskins?
Oh, man, a week today. Honestly, this... this same day last week, I had just finished a tryout, did a bunch of medical stuff, and they came in literally at like 12:10 and told me that they were signing me and that I had to be out for practice at 1 o'clock. So it all went pretty fast.
It's awesome.
53-man or practice squad initially?
53 initially, yeah.
Okay, so then what's that like? I'd imagine you're super emotional. Do you call your wife? Is it a situation where you think like, oh, I'm going to be on the team and I may not play Sunday, like this could be a 48-hour thing, or is it more legit than that?
Oh, man, there's so many emotions that go into it. Just because this had been my 10th, going on 11th workout now. Every week since the season started, I've had a workout, you know, leave my family on Monday, work out on Tuesday, not knowing if I'm going to be back or not. So many, it was just a roller coaster of emotions this entire season. And when they came in the cafeteria and told me they were signing me, and my heart just kind of dropped. And I was relieved, you know, and just excited about the opportunity. And immediately called my wife.
Yeah, that is so cool. Nate Orchard with us here. On Grant and Danny had a sack this weekend in the Redskins' second straight victory over the Carolina Panthers. Nate, what's that like? Go into that a little bit. Just that, you know, the tryouts, you're just sort of working out at home, trying to stay in the best possible shape. You probably don't want to go and live a regular life like us schlubs, you know, like putting on a suit and tie and going to interviews. But your interviews are very different. How do you stay ready? And what's that kind of like on the quote-unquote fringe of the NFL?
Right. I mean, I'll give you kind of a brief detail of my week. So a typical week for me would be Monday, you know, leave for a workout. Work out on Tuesday, get back Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, I hit the gym about 5:30, and I go and install windows from 7 till about 3, come back, be with my family for the afternoon, rest up, and kind of repeat and do those same things Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then just working out throughout the week in the morning and then afternoons, and staying in shape. And then that's kind of been the same deal and kind of repeat.
Now, where is home? Where are you installing windows at?
In Utah.
Okay, and of course you're a proud alum of Utah. I was knocking on the door of the college football playoffs.
I want them in there.
We'll get to in a few minutes.
Right.
But okay, so were you installing windows like the week before you signed with the Redskins and helped beat the Panthers?
Yep, the week before I was installing windows for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I got a call on Tuesday to fly out to work out on Wednesday.
That's crazy. Can you even off the top of your head, like not to go all Cromartie with all his kids on you, but can you even name all the teams that you've worked out for this year?
Oh, man. Off the top of my head.
Like it's Detroit, too many.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Has anybody called you back? Like, we need to see you again. You're like, come on, dude.
No one's called me back. At this point, we just move on and just keep going on with this journey, man.
Did you feel at any point like you weren't going to play this season?
There were those emotions as well as far as like, man, do I keep doing this? Do I retire? Do I just be done with it? Because I actually had an internship. I have an internship lined up with Morgan Stanley once I'm done. But I was actually still going to get into. But then again, you know, the, that's when the Redskins called and things worked out. But, yeah, I mean, my mind was all over the place. You know, should I just be done for the year and kind of focus with my family and enjoy the holidays or just keep going at it? But at the end of the day, my wife just pushed me to just keep working out.
That's awesome.
And just keep it on the back of my mind and just continue to do what I love to do. You know?
Nate Orchard, 6'3", 255, 26 years old. You guys may not even remember, but he was one of the featured players and one of the guys everyone was pulling for on Hard Knocks with the Browns going back a year ago. Your kids were featured in that show. How old are they now?
My oldest is 6. They go 6, 3, and then my son is 1.
So is the 6-year-old old enough to know like how cool Sunday was?
Oh, yeah.
Or not really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very emotional for her. She was crying watching the game, just knowing the journey and what it's been. I mean, it's taken a toll on her, too, being 6. I mean, she's had to move to a couple different states, 4 different schools in a year. When I told her about Miami and when they released me, I mean, she was devastated. So that's when it sucks, this side of the business, when it affects your family. But luckily, you know, they're tough and they're fierce, and I'm just thankful for their support and love.
Nate, what do you like about the Redskins' defense? Gave you a chance to eat a little bit this past weekend. Just talk about the fit a little bit.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. They give you a chance to go out and just eat and have fun and play football. And just let loose. And that's what I love about the scheme and playing on the edge and having that outside linebacker role, whether you drop the coverage or you're coming off the edge or starting inside. It just opens up the toolbox and allows you to do different things.
I thought Sunday was fascinating because, you know, when I heard you were playing, I thought, oh, this is cool. We'll watch him. And honestly, I had never heard of Chris Odom before this either, and the two of you guys ended up kind of taking the game over. But maybe this is oversimplified, but it just seemed like – now, we talk all the time about how bad do guys want it. You know, it just seemed like you guys were playing as if your careers were on the line. Maybe you wanted it more than everyone else. I don't know if that's fair or not, but speak to that if you would, this idea of, for you, you didn't know when you played that game if there would be a quote-unquote tomorrow with the Redskins.
Yeah, well, for me, it's, you know, I've had a run of bad luck. And, you know, between Cleveland and bouncing around last year and things in Miami – my big thing is just, I just want an opportunity to prove to people that I can still play, that I'm capable of going out and making an impact. And once that opportunity presented itself on Sunday, I just took it on with full authority and just went out and made the most of it.
Hey, Nate, I got to ask you about your Utes, man. They're nasty. B, I feel like they're really, really well coached. I like Huntley a lot, the quarterback. Obviously, you wanted to get in to that Big Four, to that final ranking. A, do you think they will? And B, how do you think they match up with kind of some of the normal blue bloods?
Oh, man. You know, I got my Utes all the way. They got a big opponent coming up this week, and I think that'll kind of determine what happens. You know, they need to handle Oregon, and things. We'll see what shakes out with Oklahoma. I believe they're playing Baylor. Those guys are – I've been to a couple games this year, and Coach Whittingham does a phenomenal job of – you know, teaching the camaraderie and making sure everyone is doing what they need to do as far as your job on the field, and things will take care of itself. And so they bought into that, and you see the success they're having. It's fun to watch.
So with Ryan Kerrigan ideally coming back and then Montez Sweat dealing with the quad, are we going to get a chance to see Nate Orchard off the edge this weekend again, do you think?
You know, honestly, when you're in this line of work, tomorrow's never guaranteed. Honestly, I could tell you that my wife yesterday and I, we weren't even sure if I'd be here today. Just because the nature of the business, anything can happen. You can never get too high and you can never get too low. You just take it one day at a time. And, you know, I know I'm doing a couple of special teams things. So that's that as of now. But, I mean, come game time, anything can happen. You just got to be prepared.
Nate, congrats again, man. We're pulling for you, dude. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Appreciate you guys. This was fun. Thank
you. Thanks, buddy.
What a story. Nate Orchard this past Sunday helped the Redskins take over the game in the second half off the edge. And if you don't want that guy to go get 5 sacks at Lambeau Field this week, and I don't know what to tell you.
I want him to stick, dude. I'm a Nate Orchard guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.